Happy Advent, everyone. Many years ago, when I was in the seventh grade, Sister Kathleen Thomas posed a question to me and the religion class. What would you do, she asked, if tomorrow you knew the world was going to come to an end? Then she gave us silence in order to contemplate an answer to that question. I thought about a variety of things, but for some reason there were only two things that came to me. The first thing was, I don't know what I want to do, but I want to be with my mother. The second thing was, I'd like to eat a lot of ice cream. That was not the answer Sister Kathleen Thomas was looking for. And fortunately, she didn't call on me. What Sister was looking for was an opportunity to teach us about our fundamental call through baptism to a life of holiness. She was trying to indicate to us the importance of living a life that is faithful every day, so that each day we are prepared for the coming of Christ. We are prepared for the end of the world. This season of Advent is cut a little short. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent, and there is no fourth week of Advent. Tomorrow evening, we begin our celebration of the Christmas season. It's much easier going about our business when we know what's ahead of us. We can plan, we can make schedules, we can execute. What would you do if you knew that the world was going to come to an end tomorrow? That can be a very scary question. In fact, just this afternoon, Father Carl asked me, Joe, what's your theme tonight? And I said, I'm going to talk about the end of the world. He said, oh, a joyful topic. But in reality, the end of the world really is a joyful time, because it will become the fulfillment of what Christ started in what we celebrate in Christmas, the Word made flesh, God in a very real way coming into the world, sanctifying us, making us holy, restoring our dignity, and calling us to a life faithful to the will of God. And I believe that is a reason to celebrate. And it's the reason we have a season of Advent. Advent is an opportunity for us to question ourselves, to ensure that we are prepared to receive God. In today's gospel, Elizabeth asks Mary the question, "Who am I that the mother of the Lord should come to me?" I often ask the question, who am I that God should come to me? And it's a question that happened historically some 2,000 years ago. God did become flesh and lived an historic moment in the world. But that historic moment was nothing compared to the millennial work that he had done in bringing us his salvation. At the same time, he also promised us that he would come again. Now, how we understand that is different for each one of us. Sometimes when we contemplate what the end of the world means, that coming of God, sometimes we come to the conclusion, well, maybe the end of the world comes for me personally when I die. But that is not something that we plan either. We don't know the day or the hour. So fundamentally, the gospel message today is a message saying, live faithfully every day. Live as if you are prepared to look God in the eye. And in living that way, in carrying that out, we can begin to heal a broken world. We can begin to experience the joy and the peace that we look forward to in Advent and the Christmas season. But it's a joy and a peace that lasts forever. A very dear friend of mine pointed something very interesting out in the readings for me. She kind of tied all the readings together, suggesting that the final words, the final phrases in each of the readings today really speak of our call as faith-filled people. The gospel says, blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. Blessed are we who listen and live faithfully to what God promises each of us. Because Jesus will be peace once and for all. The historic moment of Jesus, God, Emmanuel, being present on earth is a moment that lasts for all time. And the fulfillment of that presence will be when he comes again. And that's what we look forward to in this shortened Advent season.